He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning, December 23rd. It's the December 23rd live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Today we're broadcasting from Rexburg, Idaho, just about a half an hour shy of Yellowstone National Park. And yes, it's cold up here this time of year. It's not like San Diego. It's about 9 degrees and everything is frozen outside. I'm just not used to this kind of thing, but kind of enjoying it, actually, a little white Christmas. The Dow is booming today. Santa Claus rally in place. Dow up 61 points to 16,282. Boy, barring some kind of a mishap here in the last week of the year, we're going to close well above 16,000 on the Dow this year. Who would have ever guessed back 1 year ago? The S&P 500 looks like it's going to close well 100 territory. We're at 1825 right now. We're up 7 points on the S&P 500. The NASDAQ looks like it's got 4,000 conquered for the year. We'll see. Of it, 4,131. The NASDAQ is up 26 points right now. Gold? No victory for gold this year. In fact, a severe blow to gold bugs. Gold is now down 0.5% again. Gold is at 1198. Crude oil, 98.92 is what I'm showing right now. And the 10-year yield is at 2.91% as we close, get ready to close out the year. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And we're looking at, seven days left in the year and about three or four more trading days. I thought it would be real quiet today, but instead we've got quite a rally underway. And in fact, Apple is leading that rally. Boy, am I glad I got back into Apple. Now, if I say so myself, I believe I played Apple like a fiddle. I got into Apple at 215, rode it up to 700. As it started, I got out at 650, 630, somewhere in there. And then I way down because you know me. I don't like to buy stocks that are topping out and rolling over. And I especially don't like to buy stocks that are in severe downtrends. And that kept me out of Apple for many moons. And I appeared on CNBC this past year, early in the year, calling Apple dead money. And I was right. Apple was dead money for a long, long time. But I said at some point in time, Apple is going to find a bottom, which it did, right around 380, 390, somewhere in there. It's going to start going and building a base. And at some point, Apple is going to break out once again to the upside, which it did in August of this year. And that's when I got back into Apple. Oh, I don't know what the price was on Apple. I'd have to look it up in my newsletter, but I have a significant profit in Apple so far. I've continued to add to my position along the way. And now Apple has a deal. iPhones coming to China. And if iPhones are anywhere near as popular in China as they are here in the United States, boy, you would think that that would be good going forward. So anyways, Apple leading a rally in the market today. China ends a 9-day losing streak. Who's the guy who's kept you out of emerging markets like China, like Southeast Asia, and like Latin America all year long? And they continue to struggle. Looks like bricks and mortar stores sales down 7% as more people are sitting at home and shopping online instead of going to those bricks and mortar stores. But did you know that 1/3 of all online sales are returned? Huh, I'll bet you didn't know that. That's good for UPS and that's good for FedEx. We have the last week of Bernanke on the job. He's pretty much done. He's cashed it in by now. I'm going to say one more little tribute here or a knock on Bernanke, and then I'm going to be done with it. We'll start talking about Janet Yellen in 2014. But I still think you have to look back, as history will, at Bernanke's tenure at the Fed. Bernanke presided over his last FOMC meeting this past week. And, of course, everybody was looking to him last Wednesday as those Fed minutes came out, wondering if he would taper the massive bond buying program or not. And, of course, he said that they are now tapering from $85 billion to $75 billion. That's not exactly a big, strict diet that is going on. In fact, the Fed's waistline has ballooned from $1 trillion to $4 trillion since 2008. It's the biggest expansion in the world. But don't forget, we had the second worst financial crisis since the Great Depression. Now, as we look back on Bernanke's tenure, you have to remember that on March of 2009, the S&P 500 was at 666. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was at 6,469. That's right. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was at 6,469. The U.S. financial system was on the verge of collapse. Lending completely frozen. The symbol on Lehman Brothers was bankrupt. And don't forget, Countrywide Financial, Merrill Lynch, on the ropes, forced down Bank of America's throat because they were considered too big to fail. Remember how gold was soaring while the dollar pink slips. How many folks do you know were laid off? Maybe you were laid off during this horrible time in the U.S. economy. And of course, there was lots of blame to be passed around everywhere. From a government that forced institutions to loan to high-risk borrowers to the Wall Street bankers who packaged those loans and spread them all across the world. Just like a bad virus that would eventually erupt into an epidemic. And the epidemic hit, and all of this bad debt was exploding all in portfolios all over the world. In steps Bernanke, a man who had studied the Great Depression in depth. He understood what was done wrong during the Great Depression and what should have been done instead. Was Bernanke the man for the moment? Was he the man in the right place at the right time? Well, let's just look at where we are. The S&P has gone from 666 to over 1,800. The Dow has gone from 6,457 to over 16,000. Home prices have bottomed out. Values are rising once again, and home loans are being made. Maybe not as loose as they were back in 2007, but they're being made nevertheless. Bank of America, J.P. Morgan are hitting new 52-week highs. The U.S. dollar has held steady while gold has plunged. Inflation is tame, and unemployment continues to drop. Not everything is roses, however. Our debt ceiling is now $16.7 trillion. Truth that's got to be dealt with at some point in time. Was Ben Bernanke a hero or a villain? Well, you know what? I think it's pretty hard to argue with results. And now we turn to the bull market. How old is this bull market? Well, you know what? In March, it's going to celebrate its fifth anniversary. If it makes it that far, obviously. There's no guarantees. A lot can happen between now and March. But as for now, we still have the Fed on our side. We still have $75 billion worth of QE 5, 4, 3. I don't know where we're at anymore. On our side. And as long as the Fed is on our side, this continues to be a good market for stocks, a bad market for bonds, a bad market for international stocks, and a bad market for precious metals. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio. And what an appropriate song to be playing as we lead into the next subject here. I was in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. It's better to be in the right place at the right time. Here's my section on asset allocation. All right. We need to determine where the market is right now as we end 2013 so we can position for 2014. Do we need to be making any adjustments here as the year comes to a close? Or will we pick up in 2014 right where we left off in 2013? Well, here we go. Let's weigh the facts. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, here is the evidence that I gathered last Thursday and Friday and that I presented in my newsletter over the weekend. Number one, U.S. stocks as measured by the S&P 500 are now up 27.5% on the year. Now, it's also been a year where the small cap stocks have outperformed the large caps. The evidence is right in these two numbers. The S&P 600, which is a small cap index, is up 38% on the year, 11% better than the S&P 500. And the Dow is up 23.7. So you can see that small cap stocks have outperformed large cap stocks by, what is that, 140 basis points. It's been a year that has favored U.S. stocks, and in particular, small cap stocks. Who's kept you in small cap stocks since day one of this year? I have the poster on my wall in my office, which I showed in a newsletter a couple weeks ago. I said here were the leading asset classes at the beginning of the year. And guess what? As of now, they're still the best performing asset classes. Now let's take a look outside of the United States. Why do I say that this has been a year to be in U.S. stocks? Because emerging markets are down 10.3% this year. So there's your choice. Door number one, S&P 500, U.S. stocks up 27%, emerging markets down 10%. Okay, so if you have an asset allocation that includes, emerging markets, that's hurt your performance this year. You say, yeah, but, you know, I've had an outside U.S. stocks, and that's more than made up for it. And I come back and say, yeah, but my app and my grading system has told me to be out of emerging markets and not to have any exposure to emerging markets since the beginning of the year. That's helped my performance. And in a moment, we'll take a look and see what the app is telling us now. Is it time to start putting some money into the emerging markets? We look at China, down 8% on the year. We take a look at Latin America, down 18% on the year. It's obvious. The evidence is clear. It's been a year to be invested in U.S. stocks in 2013. And of course, in a moment, we'll look ahead to where we are today and where we should be invested as we get ready to turn the calendar from 2013 to 2014. Let's take a look a little bit deeper into modern portfolio theory and asset allocation, which says you should have a big chunk of your money in the bond market. Well, modern portfolio theory may say that, but the Best Stocks Now app that tracks the 20-year U.S. Treasury, 20-year plus, so the long bond, is down 14% on the year. As you can see, a 50-50 bond stock portfolio, otherwise known as a balanced approach to the market, which about 60% of the returns considerably. And I would say to you, Why would you have wanted to have any of your money in the bond market this year when it was obvious that interest rates were headed higher? And I believe as we sit here today with the 10-year yield at 2.91%, it seems to me like it's still not a very friendly environment to be in the bond market right now. And we'll take a look here in a moment at what the rankings are of the asset classes, the current rankings. What is the app telling us today? We know what the app was telling us a year ago. The app was dead on. It put us right smack dab in the middle of the best performing asset classes in the entire world here in 2013. Furthermore, the app was flashing red on precious metals and gold a year and a half ago. And I know the radio shows you listen to, the talk shows you listen to, the newsletters you get, the commercials you see on TV, the commercials you were all predicting doom and gloom, a falling dollar, rising inflation, and soaring gold prices. Wrong. They were absolutely wrong. Gold is down 29%. Ouch! That's a big chunk out of your hide if you listen to the gold commercials, if you listen to the doomsday newsletters, if you listen to any one of a number of pundits that were wheeled before you on CNBC, some on almost every single week, wheeling them out and them telling you that you should have no U.S. stocks. Instead, you should be loading up on gold. They were absolutely wrong. Gold down 29% year to date. So you can see that allocation that would have included stocks, U.S. stocks, international stocks, big chunk of bonds, and a little bit of gold just for that inflation hedge would have performed very, very poorly in 2013. In my opinion, modern portfolio theory is not very modern. It was created, well, I believe in the 50s, if I'm not mistaken. But it's an easy way out. It's a way out where the fund manager or the investment advisor only has to look at the portfolio four times a year, maybe at the most, and adjust those allocations quarterly. And what do they do quarterly? They add more to the worst cases. You're going to see a lot more money going into the bond market here amongst the asset allocators and money being taken out of the stock market to rebalance those portfolios. I'm sorry, I am not a modern portfolio theorist. I'm going to listen to what my formulas tell me to do. They were absolutely right on at the beginning of this year. What are they telling me now? Well, when we come back, we'll look at that. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Special Money Manager Bill Gunderson. And, you know, probably not sounding as clear as normal today on the show. We are kind of in a remote area of the world up here in Idaho, not too far from Jackson Hole, where Mr. Bernanke used to come once a year for the big Jackson Hole Summit. It's cold up here. It's frozen. There's no potatoes growing this time here. It is frozen tundra everywhere you look, and very, very cold outside. Okay, let's take a look here at where the app, that's the Best Stocks Now app, ranks the asset classes at the current time. because the app has been dead on all year long. And it's been dead on for obviously longer than a year. The app has been telling me. Now, the app doesn't speak to me. The app just spits back the results of the formulas that I've entered. And when it comes to asset classes, I'm looking at short-term, intermediate-term, and long-term relative performance and the charts. We can't put a valuation on asset classes. Therefore, we just rely on the performance of the asset classes and the ranking on a relative basis. And I've had to make the app so it's not too sensitive to where we're moving in and out of apps on a weekly basis, and to where it's sensitive enough to pick up any subtle changes amongst the leadership in the market. What is the app telling us today? Well, I rank on a daily basis 34 different asset classes. You know all the different asset classes that you have to choose from. Intermediate-term bonds, short-term bonds, long-term bonds, foreign bonds, precious metals, commodities, small-cap U.S. stocks, you know, on and on and on. And here is my current ranking of the asset classes. Number one, small-cap growth. Where have we heard that before? We've heard that all year long. And I've been a broken record all year long. And guess what the number one performing asset class in 2013 is by far small cap growth. This number two ranked asset class currently, small cap dividend. Oh, a cousin, a very close cousin of small cap growth. Number three, small cap value. How do you like that? The top three asset classes out of the 34 that I track are all small cap and U.S. domestic stock related. Has that been valuable information in 2013? Boy, has it, when you've got a span of the best asset class, which is small cap U.S. stocks, up about 36% year to date. And at the bottom of the heap, you've got gold, which is down 28%. How important has it been to be in the very best asset classes in the market? That's been absolutely vital in 2013. I would say that this year saw more of a gap between the best performing and the worst performing asset classes than normal. We'll take it. Why? Because we've been in the right asset classes this year. Number four, the NASDAQ 100 index, which I call an asset class. I believe that the NASDAQ 100 represents kind of frontier, cutting-edge type stocks, social media, biotech, semiconductors, software, etc. That's the number four ranked asset class. And how has the NASDAQ done in 2013? It's been the top index in the world, right behind small-cap stocks. Has the app kept us in the right place in 2013? I'll say. Number five, microcap. I believe the microcap index, well, the mutual fund that I own in my newsletter is up about 50% year to date. Microcaps are smaller companies, usually $600 million or less in market capitalization. They've had a terrific year. The number six ranked asset class, large cap growth. Number seven, mid-cap value. Number eight, mid-cap growth. The top eight all have several things in common. Number one, they're based here in the United States of America. You didn't hear me mention China. You didn't hear me mention Latin America. You didn't hear me mention Vietnam or any of the other emerging markets around the world. No, because we have a Fed that has been behind the U.S. stock market. We have the top performing asset classes in the world, the U.S. stock market, in all shapes and sizes, with a heavy emphasis on small, mid, and micro cap stocks. And as we get ready to turn the page on 2013 and begin 2014, those are still the leading asset classes. And I know you want me to hear, you want to hear from me. It's changing. Here's where we're going to make money in 2014. We're going to go this way instead. But I can't say that because it's not over till it's over. And I've been saying that all year long. I don't know how long U.S. stocks are going to continue to be the best place to be invested in the entire world. Only time will tell. What will start to show up when the leadership starts to get shaken up? Well, we're going to see a change in the rankings of the asset class. We're going to see good charts turn bad. We're going to see bad charts start to turn good. But that just is not happening right now. As I look at a one-year chart of the NASDAQ, what do I see? I see a NASDAQ that's breaking out and hitting new 52-week highs. How can I say that the rally in tech stocks and in the NASDAQ is over and it's time to go in a different direction? I can't say that. As I look at a chart of the small cap index, I see charts that are breaking out to new all-time highs. How can I say that this is the time to flee those areas of the market? I can't. They're still the best areas of the market. Now, I believe that it's just important to know the worst asset classes to be invested in. There's 33 to choose from. And, of course, the asset allocator would tell you to buy a little bit of each one. And I say fooey on that. Instead, I would rather be focused and concentrated on the most favorable ones, the ones that are flourishing because of conditions in the world today. What is the very worst asset class that you can be invested in? I'm speaking to everybody out there who's been shorting this market, who's been bearish on this market, who's been sour on this market, who's called Bernanke a criminal, whatever. The worst asset class you can be in is being short the market. If you're short the market, you can be as stubborn as you want, but you're getting run over by an avalanche, an absolute avalanche. What's the second worst asset class to be invested in of the 34 that I track? Gold. And for all of you that are stubborn and say, you know what, the dollar's going to crash, inflation's going to hit, you're probably right at some point in time, but this is not the time. And I've learned from my own mistakes that I've made in the past. I've made predictions in the past and have invested in those predictions. And then those predictions didn't come true as fast as I thought they would. You have to take a look at where we're at today and what the conditions are in the world today and invest accordingly. And if you're heavily loaded up in gold, the second worst performing asset class, and it's still at the bottom of the heap. The third worst performing asset class is emerging markets. Therefore, I still don't see opportunity in China overall. There may be a stock here or there that bucks the trend, but overall, emerging markets are still not the place to be. The U.S. is dominating the globe right now as far as returns. If this was Occupy Wall Street, I would say this isn't fair. The U.S. is getting all of the glory here while the rest of the world is not participating in any kind of a global recovery at all. China's sinking. Latin America's sinking. The Southeast Asian markets are sinking. The only market in the world other than Europe that are working this year is the U.S. It's that 2%. It's that upper 2% that is dominating the market. Other bad asset classes to be invested in right now continue to be cash and bonds. I would still have zero exposure to the fixed income markets. I am still 100% in U.S. stocks. Call me crazy if you want, but I've been right now for a year and a half. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, if you want to try to stay ahead of the curve this year in 2014, if you didn't participate in the great rally in the market in 2013, well, you might want to check into the show every once in a while. We're here every Monday through Friday in a lot of markets throughout America, number one. Number two, I'm on Twitter during the day. If I see anything that make my eyeballs pop out, I send out a little tweet, maybe half a dozen a day at the most, maybe 10 at the most, maybe only a few, depends on the day, but somewhere in that neighborhood. And every buy and every sell lately I've been sending out a tweet on. You can also look at the end of the day on my website, pwstreet.com, the summary. There's the tweets for the day. That was it. If I bought anything or sold anything, it's right there. You can also get my newsletter, which I send out every Saturday. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. You can get a free 4-week trial of the full newsletter. And then after that, you continue to get the abbreviated one. But boy, it goes through everything we've gone through on the radio show so far. The ranking of the asset classes, where they're at year to date, whether or not I'm bullish on the market or bearish on the market. And of course, I'm a guy that's a market timer, but I've been in the market for the last 4.5 years since that day that the S&P 500 hit 666. Once I've lined up the asset classes that I think are the most favorable, and of course, this year has been a year for U.S. stocks. I don't know what 2014, I don't know what we'll be saying a year from now. I try not to get in the prediction business. I mean, logic and common sense tell me that we're not going to have as good a year in 2014 as we've had in 2013, but only time will tell. And in the meantime, every weekend, every Friday, I just take a look at my rankings. I take a look at charts, try to gather as much evidence and as many facts as I possibly can, and try to be invested in the right areas of the market. And when it starts to change, I will change. I can go anywhere I want. I'm not restricted to small cap U.S. stocks. I'm not restricted to an asset allocation that forces me into bad asset classes. I'm not restricted to precious metals. I can go anywhere I want. Once I've determined what I think, or what the app thinks, are the top asset classes to be invested in, which continue to be to this day U.S. stocks, with a heavy emphasis on small, micro-cap, mid-cap stocks, then I look within the sectors of the market. There's 60 sectors that I track on a daily basis. As I look back at the beginning of this year, the number one and number two ranked sectors, or a couple of the top ranked sectors, were biotech and pharmaceuticals. And as we sit here today, the number one ranked sector in the entire market is the biotech sector. And we have nailed many, many big, big winners. In fact, some of the biggest winners in the market this year have been discovered by my app, the Best Stocks Now app, and have been identified and have been invested in here at Gunderson Capital Management. And as we sit here today, the biotech index, the biotech sector, is still the number one ranked sector in the market. Number two, aerospace. I haven't done a lot of investing in aerospace, but it's had a really good year. Take a look at companies like Boeing, which have had phenomenal years, and even the defense stocks, which you would think kind of go against common sense here, that the defense stocks would be doing well in this economy, but they are. The number three sector is the pharmaceutical sector. A little different than the biotechs. The pharmaceutical sector has more earnings, has more established drugs, companies that are making money, a little bit more mature companies, but it's been a great year for the drug stocks. What can I say? And it's still a good place to be invested. The number four ranked sector is the internet sector. Look at how well the internet sector has done this year. Facebook breaking out, trying to break out to new all-time high. Yahoo hitting new 50 highs. Companies like Yelp, Pandora, TripAdvisor. Very powerful internet-related stocks. And that continues to be a great area in the market. The other one I would mention here, money managers. Yeah, there's a sector. Money managers, investment services, Schwab's, the Ameritrade's, the Wisdom Trees of the world, having a good year. Why? Because U.S. stocks have had a good year. That makes common sense. One other one I would mention, banking, the banking sector. Why? Because the banking sector benefits from rising interest rates. While bonds suffer, bank benefits. And as we get ready to turn the corner into 2014, those are still the leading sectors in the market. And of course, posted every single week in 2014, God willing, of what the leading asset classes in the market are, the leading sectors in the market, and I will report to you every single week. And when there's a change, you'll hear about it here. What are the worst sectors to be invested in? Well, anything related to commodities, agriculture, clean energy, nuclear energy, emerging markets, real estate, which is also interest rate sensitive, utilities. Those are the worst sectors to be invested in. Now, have we produced results in 2013? My aggressive growth portfolio is up 36.5% as of Friday's close. I would say that's pretty good. My conservative growth portfolio is up 22.3%. It's published every week in the newsletter. Completely transparent here at Gunderson Capital Management. My income portfolio up 19.2%. Compare that with bonds, which are down 14%. Stocks have been the place to get income in 2013, and they're still the place to get income. My mutual fund portfolio, which is representative of your 401ks at work, up 26.5% year to date. And lastly, the ETF portfolio, up 26% year to date. So we've had a good year. It's going to get a little bit tougher, I think, a little tougher sledding in 2014, but we're going to take it a day at a time here at Gunderson Capital Management. We're 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.